It's unclear when Congress will take up a bipartisan effort by Missouri's delegation to put the Army Corps of Engineers instead of the EPA in charge of monitoring nuclear waste at the Westlake landfill in Bridgeton. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis says the bills show how the controversy is as much political as it is environmental. Joe, give us a rundown of how we got here.
It's been an issue for over 40 years. The radioactive waste came from bomb building in World War II, and it was trucked to the Westlake landfill in the 1960s. Most recently, nearby residents complained about smell from the neighboring Bridgeton landfill, and then they learned about the underground fire that some fear could spread to the radioactive waste at Westlake.
So who are the politicians involved this time around?
Well, the key guy is Missouri Attorney General Chris Coster, who's running for governor. His office has sued Republic Services, which inherited both landfills when it bought out other companies. Another corporation, Exelon, shares liability for the same reason.
What about some of the congressmen involved?
The congressional districts for Republican Ann Wagner and Democrat Lacey Clay each include one of the landfills. Wagner's Democratic challenger for re-election next year is Bill Otto, the state rep for the area that includes the landfills. The state senator who represents the landfills is Maria Chappelle Nadal, and she's running against Clay. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, a Republican running for re-election, could face scrutiny because his son, Andy Blunt, is a lobbyist for Exelon.
And why does all this political involvement matter?
Because it means the landfills are already hot political potatoes, as many of the politicians involved pledge their support for their disgruntled residents, and they accuse their rivals of not doing enough.
And that's St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis.